Today is Wednesday, July 16th, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. I don't know what today is because I don't have the page up, but I'm going there now. It is National AI Day. Oh. I have some listeners who celebrate that all the time. It's also National Personal Chef Day. I don't know anyone who has a personal chef. Corn Fritters Day, National Hot Dog Day, and National Cherry Day. So we should have hot dogs with corn fritters for dinner and then have cherry pie for dessert. That'd be great. So I don't really have much to talk about. Nothing has gone on at all. I'm just settling back into work. And I'm just having to make myself do one big thing a day. Just like, hey, accomplish that one big thing today. So I've been kind of doing that. And going to meetings. One of my medications was making me more nervous for meetings, I discovered. And so I stopped taking that medication. I've got to schedule another appointment with my doctor. But on my own, I discovered, myself and Alice discovered that that was actually making me more anxious and more nervous about meetings. So I stopped. So that's getting a little bit better. But I still don't enjoy meetings. And I know most people don't enjoy meetings. It's very difficult for me. So I've been just struggling to go to my meetings, accomplish one big thing a day, and I'm hanging on there because I feel like I have burnout or something, but it is what it is. I'm working through it, and first world problems. I just got back from Scotland, so, you know, I can't complain, but that's pretty much all I've been doing. Last night we had leftover chili for dinner. So I did a thing, though, that was so good. And, you know, this is a silly little thing that you would watch on Food Network or something. They would tell you to do this. I had some leftover jalapeno and some leftover onion. And I was like, you know, I don't even know why I had this thought. I was like, you know, Adam, what you could do with that. Excuse me. You could make a quick pickle. And I used to make this dip where you would mix like a cup of sugar, a cup of vinegar, and chili flakes and garlic. And I was thinking, you know what? I could make something similar and I could pickle the jalapenos and onion. And so I didn't do a cup. I did like a third of a cup, but I did a third a cup of sugar, a third a cup of rice vinegar, and then I added a little bit of chili flake, and I don't even remember if I added garlic. I don't think I did. I think I decided not to. But I brought it up to a boil and dissolved the sugar, made sure the sugar was dissolved and completely mixed in. And then I poured it over the top of some finely chopped jalapeno slices and onion slices for my leftover jalapenos and onions. And we were having chili last night, so I placed the pickled onions and jalapenos on my chili, and it was delightful. Delightful. So it was really good. And so I decided I took out another onion because I still had juice left over after I used those because it was just a small amount. I was just testing it out to see if I liked it. And I had a jar that I save jars a lot of times. And so I had a jar So I had this juice in the jar. I was like, oh, I need to, you know, put more. So I actually made more and they're in the refrigerator now. I don't know how long it'll last, but it's got to last. It's in vinegar. So sugar and vinegar are both preservatives as far as I know. So we should, somebody's going to write in. Tim in Alaska, the things he goes through to get a message to me. He messages me on Facebook, but he does it through Mark. So he's like, hey, Mark, tell Adam I'm trying to get a hold of him. You know, I'm surprised he doesn't send smoke signals. But anyway, regardless, somebody is going to reach out, probably Tim in Alaska, and, you know, give me a review of that. But yeah, it was so good. It was so easy. And I may have even done it before. But it's basically the same recipe as this dip that I make. Like I said, that you dip your egg roll in or your crab rangoon. So we have some contact. I'm going to go ahead and, because like I said, nothing has been going on. So I did a quick pickle. And that was the most interesting thing I've done over the past 3 days. We've got to start planning Switzerland. But Mark and I are both just, first of all, he's planning a trip to Japan because he's going to Japan while he's in the Philippines. So he's got so many trips. I'm going to Florida and South Carolina. He's going to the Philippines and Japan. I'm going to Florida and South Carolina. So, but we've got that stuff to plan, but we're not doing it. We're just sitting on the couch watching Outlander and Big Brother now, because you have to keep up with Big Brother, because if you listen to Big Fatty, he's gonna spoil something. And bless his heart, you know, I listen to him every day. I listen to his show every day now because I'm caught up with all my podcasts. I'm in an era of my life where I'm only liking certain podcasts, and yes, Big Fatty has made it to the list. I know, it's shocking. But it's on the list of ones that I can tolerate at the moment. But it's a very small list. And so I listen to it every day because I'm always out of podcasts to listen to. So I have contact. I don't know where I was going with that, but I have contact. So let's go and do that really quick. All right, Leo texts and he said, hi there. You mentioned that it happens often when you get back from vacation that Sydney, your dog, seems ill. Yes, it does. I was thinking that it is probably emotional. It would totally be fair of you to ask your stepmom. It's my mom. I have a stepfather, mom, multiple times to make sure that they are following the directions you give them to rule that out. So the thing is, he says, keep in mind, this is a lot, so unless you have time to wait. Oh, he's just telling me I don't have to read this all on air. I'll pick and choose. So anyway, you know, he says, I did ask Alice. I changed it, Leo. Yeah, I mean, I suppose it could be. She loves my parents, so I don't envision her getting super emotional, but my mom she wears me down because she's like, honey, it's fine. Well, I've researched it. Watermelon is fine for them. And, you know, and she'll just beg and beg and beg. And so I give in. And so I think it's just because we are very strict here that she only gets her dog food and her treats and that we don't give her human food. I mean, occasionally we'll like give her a banana if she's having diarrhea, but anyway, to firm it up. he says, yes, it can be normal for a dog to act a little off, yada, yada. They can have emotional behavior, stress or anxiety, separation anxiety, rebound, attention seeking. Some dogs figure out that acting sick gets extra love. Physical causes to rule out, change in routine, or minor tummy upset, which that's what I think it is. And it says just give it a day or two of tender loving care and observe. And yeah, Sydney did bounce back, but thanks for that, Leo. Yeah, I mean, it could be emotional. My mom would probably love to think that it's emotional. Because it's like, oh, Sydney is missing us so bad. But I don't know. Who knows? Who knows what it is? But thank you for your message. I appreciate it. It ate up that last, you know, minute or two of the show. So it was a lot of help. All right. Well, I'm going to end there. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. I can't say that. You can email me. What can you do at adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.